The First Law of Magic, Chapter 2, Battered. The sound of water was all around Twilight, and it was deafening in its power. So loud was the crash that even the sound of her own screams was drowned out completely. Every time she tried to move closer to either bank of the river, another pull of the current would carry her back to the middle. She charged her horn for a quick teleport, only for the current to slam her around, foiling any attempt at instantaneous magic. Gritting her teeth, Twilight grabbed herself in her magic and used a lightning-fast telekinesis spell to lift herself out of the water, only for an errant rock to slam into her midsection and send her spinning, knocking her magic out. Even the so-called instant spells took too long, and gaining even a single ounce of concentration while being buffed by the current was beyond any Bonnie's ability. Even minor attempts at levitation were impossible. But she couldn't give up. Her family needed her. Her father needed her, her brother needed her, and her mother... A rock that protruded out of the tumultuous waters connected solidly with the unicorn's side, sending her spinning in agony. Her head dipped below the water, and all sense of direction was lost as her vision was bathed in blue. In those chaotic moments of blue, there was nothing. Her limbs refused her desperate calls to move. She could hear the distant sound of churning water, and she could see nothing but blue. And as if it wasn't for the intense pain that assaulted her body, she would have felt nothing. Though she couldn't move, couldn't feel, and didn't know even what direction was up, she fought on, fighting tooth and nail with a body that refused to answer her call. A life of solitude and isolation had left her body weak, and what little muscles she had were left small and underdeveloped. Slowly, they answered her call, and began to push her towards what she assumed was the surface. Her greatest strength, her magic, was useless now, yet she still fought on, the steady brightening of the moon's light telling her that she had chosen the correct direction. The memory of the last moments that she shared with her mother fresh in her mind gave her enough strength to push to the surface. Twilight Sparkle had never had anything to live for, save for her books and her family, but she had never needed anything else. Now, she had something more to live for, something deeper, something that would give her the power that she needed to survive. Vengeance. White-hot determination pulsed through her body, and with fire in her blood and hate in her heart, she surged out of the water, barely escaping the icy clutches of the rapids all around her. With a lurch, the unicorn suddenly scrambled her hooves over to the side of the river that she had believed was there, only to realize that she was no longer anywhere near the river. Her frantic hooves had stopped grabbing at nothing, and curiosity overwhelmed panic. Wasn't she just in a river? But it was dry, and a thought occurred to her. Where was she? She was lying on her side, which explained why every attempt to reach the imaginary riverbank was unsuccessful. Wherever she was, it wasn't somewhere comfortable. The ground closest to her was a verdant green, covered in moss and leaves which had fallen from the trees that she saw rise above her. That was odd. Twilight gently placed a hoof against the moss and pressed. The spongy green liquid plant squished slightly under her hoof, and made a squelching sound as liquid was forced out of it. Very odd. She craned her neck around as much as her strange position would allow and noted that she was currently wedged under a fallen log. She slipped out of the impromptu bed with a little wiggling and slowly put her hooves under her.
Was that all a dream?
She thought to herself, unaware of Destiny's cruel hands guiding her further into the twisted forest. Though she initially wanted to take off at a sprint towards where she believed the river was, a lifetime of falling over her own hooves had taught her not to take things too quickly. Only to be surprised when the intense clumsiness that had plagued her for as long as she could remember was hardly there. Sure, she was a little awkward on her hooves, but it had only been moments after she had woken up from whatever strange dream or memory that had been. Now with her hooves under her, she took stock of her surroundings, noticing the distant lack of grand spires trimmed in gold or any real mark of civilization. All around her spread a verdant forest, dense with foliage and relatively dark. She was clearly not in Canterlot anymore. She cast her gaze upwards, flicking a wet, muddy clump of hair out from in front of her eyes. She sighed. That was gonna be a mess to clean up later, but survival first, worries about her mane later. Trees the size of which would have rivaled some of the tallest spires of Canterlot surrounded and captivated her. Her mouth dropped in stunned admiration. She remembered from Greenhoof's general guide to plant biology that trees this tall were common in some of the forests near Canterlot. Despite the fact that she knew the size of trees before and had read apt comparisons, there was something about actually seeing them in real life that made her experience a sense of wonder and awe that a simple illustration could never accomplish. She continued to gape at her surroundings as she took it all in. Trees of various heights were interspersed all around her, while a dense undergrowth made it impossible to see for more than a few meters. That was strange, to say the least. Though Twilight had never been terribly interested in ecology, dendrology, or anything like that, she did know the fundamental basics that govern plants and forest life. Or at least govern plant life, save for this forest. The taller trees that she saw above her should have dominated the ecosystem and rendered smaller trees all but extinct, or at least much more scarce than they were now. She scrunched up her muzzle at the thought. That wasn't universally true, but something about these trees and the places they grew on seemed off to her. The size of the smaller trees, the fact that they didn't seem specialized for low light beneath the canopy, it all added up to the conclusion that something was different about this place, something that put it apart from Forest Twilight had studied before. Even the shorter, thicker trees seemed nearly as abundant as the titanic trees that grew hundreds of feet above their cousins and grew great canopies that should have starved the smaller trees of light. Twilight shook her head. Even the brief glance that she had taken told her that this was a chaotic place where wild magic roamed freely. Thinking too hard about it would only just be a lesson in futility. Forcing her eyes away from the bizarre foliage, Twilight took stock of the next thing on her list. Herself. She looked down at her forelegs, noting the slightly damp and thoroughly mud-encrusted fur that clung to her body. She frowned at that and tried to shake off the mud, only for her frown to deepen when the mud refused to be moved, indicating that it was at least partially hardened around her fur. She could tear it off, but the fact that it might end up removing a patch of hair made her stop and rethink that. She had never been obsessed by cleanliness by any stretch of the imagination, but spending almost all of her time indoors meant that she didn't have much experience to draw in on this situation. Huffing in annoyance, Twilight resigned herself to misery, until such a time she could find another body of water and wash away the mud and dirt without potentially tearing out chunks of her fur. However, she would make sure that the next body of water she found would be calm and unmoving, or rather, a bath. Yeah, that sounded much better than chancing it in a river. Moving on, she decided to stretch her long, lanky limbs one by one, testing for any damage or anything out of place. There was a stiffness in them that was obvious, but she felt no pain coming from her muddy limbs. That held true until she tested her back right leg and felt a strange pinching sensation from it. Although not pain, it certainly was uncomfortable. Pinching wasn't even the best way to describe it, but it was the closest thing Twilight could think of. She thanked her lucky stars that it didn't hurt, and judging from the minor amount of discomfort, it was probably not a big deal. All those assumptions were thrown right out of the window the moment she looked back at her leg, only to recoil in horror and disgust. Twisted bone poked out of ragged flesh at two different points, indicating a compound fracture the likes of which she had never seen in her entire life. Her breathing suddenly grew ragged, and panic threatened to overtake her once more as she looked on, unable to tear her eyes away. Twisted flesh that poked out at an odd angle, a little lower, indicated that there was at least one more break closer to her hoof that she didn't even want to think about. Her head spun away from the grisly sight. There was no way that she could put her weight on what was left of her leg. She felt no pain, even after looking at it, and now that she thought about it, she did flail that same limb about earlier when she was under the log and didn't even notice. She was in shock. There was no other explanation to things. It was simply not possible for such an injury to not come with an earth-shattering amount of pain. She mentally ran through the healing spells that she knew, only to curse in frustration. Holy magic had never agreed with her, and it was hard for her to cast anything above a minor cantrip. As such, unless this counted as a minor cut or an upset stomach, she could do nothing about it. The unicorn pushed herself forward, forcing herself to move. She knew that once the shock set in, there would only be so much time left. And since she was no doubt bleeding internally, she needed to find help. Fast. She stumbled through the undergrowth, trying to keep her weight off of her right hind leg as best as she could. But the awkward three-legged gait coupled with her improved but still poor coordination, and the seemingly endless supply of roots ready to trip her made any progress incredibly slow. She landed flat on her stomach, more than a few times after tripping over another unseen plant, or due to her own confused and stumbling hooves.
Ow!
She wasn't sure if this was the fifth or sixth time her face had become intimately familiar with the ground, but it was becoming frustrating. She lay there for a moment, hopelessness and anger temporarily robbing her of the panicked desire to run that had overcome her several minutes ago. As she lay there, she noticed something odd. She was neither an expert, nor had she ever been in a forest before today, but she always imagined that it would have been louder within one. She knew the forest was home to a plethora of animals, including a cornucopia of songbirds, so why could she hear nothing other than a rustle of the leaves caught in the wind? She shook her head and forced herself to a standing position once more, determined to take it slower this time. She clearly wasn't capable of moving fast in her current state. With her pace slower, she no longer had to worry about falling on her face, allowing her to realize that she hadn't even tested her magic since she woke up under the log. Closing one eye and parting her hair with a hoof, she looked up at her horn, trying to see if there was any physical damage to the most prized part of her body. Thankfully, it seemed fine, other than a clump of mud clinging to it, which she flicked off with her hoof swiftly. Next, she began to build a little power. Slowly, she started to cast a simple light spell to better help her navigate through the dense foliage, knowing better than to start with a more complicated spell first in case there was some unseen damage. She felt the power build nicely, and once there, she pushed it into her horn only for the spell to sputter out a moment after it had begun. The color of her magic made her panic and stop the spell. Where her magic used to be a soft bubblegum color before, it was pitch black now. So deep was the color of her magic that she couldn't even see her horn when she was casting.
No, no, no!
She ran. She had no idea why she ran, but she did. The logical part of her mind told her that color didn't matter, but that was quickly ignored as she blindly pounded forward through the bush, and made it only a few feet before her hoof found a rock and her face met the ground once more. Panic the likes of which Twilight had never experienced suddenly gripped where her heart would be. Though in her panic, she was hardly aware of the fact that the organ beat no more, and the usual pounding sound of her heart that accompanied panic was curiously absent. Her logical mind was slowly coming to a strange realization, but with pure, unadulterated panic pounding through the unicorn's head, the voice of logic was washed away for the moment. Every thought served only to increase her panic. Why was her magic black? Why did nothing hurt? Why had she not noticed any blood before now? Where was she? What was happening? And why her? She curled up into a ball, as tight as her lanky limbs allowed, and lay there, paralyzed by fear, indecision, confusion, and all-consuming panic. Time slipped by for the unicorn, as questions without end ran through her head. She felt the hold of madness closing around her, and that made her only dimly aware of the conversation happening a few feet over her head.
Just wait a few more minutes to make sure she's dead first,
whispered a small feminine voice. Some great bird squawked angrily back at the voice.
Yes, I know you're hungry, Mrs. Vulture, but you might get hurt if she isn't dead.
Another angry squawk, coupled with a few smaller, seemingly grumbled ones, followed.
Shh, it's okay. Look, she isn't moving anymore. Why don't you let me check if she's dead, and then you can eat?
The voice said. The bird didn't squawk again, but clearly it was still no doubt angry as it ruffled its feathers loud enough for Twilight to hear. Twilight's ears flicked around as she heard something soft impact the ground a few feet away from her. The haze of madness and confusion lifted slowly as curiosity and hope took over, just in time to receive a poke to the spine from a fuzzy appendage.
Excuse me? Are you dead?
Asked the polite voice.
I'm afraid not.
Oh jeez, her voice sounded like she had gargled rocks. She hadn't noticed how bad it was as she didn't like talking to herself, but this was bad. She had already sounded more masculine than most mares, and now she could easily pass for a stallion if any pony only heard her voice. The voice was followed by the sound of soft, padded feet hopping away, and then the rustle of a bush. The unicorn extracted herself from her own legs and looked around, noticing first a large green and brown vulture staring down at her in what looked like anger. Next, she saw two blue eyes peering out of a bush a few feet away. Twilight blinked and looked around. Clearly, she had heard a pony's voice, but all she saw was the vulture and whatever tiny thing was in the bush.
Hello. You can come out now. I won't hurt you.
Speaking seemed to ease whatever problem her voice was having as it got a little better, but it was still way too deep for her liking and a bit too gravely. She made a mental note for figuring that out later, but first she needed help. Where there was one pony, there had to be more, and she reasoned that if there were a lot of ponies, a hospital had to be present. She then extended a mud-encrusted hoof towards the bush and smiled as best as she could. Well, at least she's in semi-good company, rather than Timberwolves, because if that was the case, then things would be very fucking messy. But they're not, which is great. Anyways, let's get on to our very great donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coldhard, J10Man, Darkside, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, CrazyKiller557, Nike Kruger, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneScythe9852, Hazel Norman, Stephen Bingham, Michael Dale Aramore, Dash of Evergreen, Riney Dragonwolf, Ponyman, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Swordburther and Mordred, Ronan Wandering, Renner Person Man Guy, Easy, Skyochia, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, Crimson Gets an A9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Needs a Life, Milan Bianek, and many more magical people. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.